Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Change at Buffalo Mayor, just one of the things we'll talk about with Ken Crooley, politics and stuff, political analyst, joining us live now on WBEM with a look back and look forward as we close out the new year. Ken, we've had you on a lot this year because there's been a lot to talk about politics-wise, especially here in Buffalo and Western New York. Let's start with that. A newly elected mayor in Buffalo hasn't happened in 2 decades. I mean, this is a big shift for the area.
It certainly is, Brian. Having the city pretty much running on cruise control for a long time with the same policies and many of the same people. But there'll be changes starting tomorrow, and that'll be a new day for Buffalo.
New day. What does that new day look like based on everything that you know about the transition and that's going on with the Ryan team coming in? Is it going to be a major shift? Is it going to be gradual? When do people start noticing a change?
I think you're going to start noticing the change pretty quickly. The Ryan group has been working on the transition for quite a while now. It's had various committees studying different aspects of city government, and they're going to be ready to hit the ground running tomorrow.
Well, that all begins tomorrow, first day in office. Of course, one of the things he mentioned was looking at the books, right, for the city. The first day, the financial status of Buffalo has been much talked about in the last year, was a big topic of discussion during the election. How do things shape up heading into 2026? Do things get worse before they get better?
Well, they're pretty bad right now. The city has got a financial hole that's in the tens of millions of dollars still. There was some action taken to create a parking authority, which is intended to produce some one-time revenues, but that's exactly what they are, one-time revenues. They don't solve a long-term problem. The city has been going through many, many years where there were no tax increases or actually tax cuts. But expenses kept going up. They used up reserves from their own money, and they also used up a tremendous amount of federal money for those things. And so the actions that are going to happen are going to be kind of tough because the city's in a deep financial hole.
Well, there's been talk of raising taxes in Buffalo as part of that solution. The taxes have kind of held the line for so many years. This has kind of become the new reality around Western New York, and I'm sure many other places around the state too, where these big tax hikes have had to happen in many municipalities to make up for budget holes. Is this a long-standing problem that's just kind of come to a head over the last couple of years around Western New York? Is this strictly related to overspending due to COVID? You know, the city's got this influx of money. They spent it all on things that weren't necessarily one-time expenses, and now they have to keep going. What was the cause of what we've been seeing around Western New York?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, Brian, by talking about it being one-time revenues and using it for operating expenses. That Certainly there was some need at the beginning when COVID hit, but the revenue replacement money, that issue ended fairly quickly after COVID. But the city and other municipalities, in many cases, took advantage of the federal money to spend for additional programs or positions or whatever, which they really should have been using that time and money to plan for the future. And now things are coming to a head, and it's time to pay the piper.
It's happening again in Buffalo now, but we've seen it in Amherst, we've seen it in Cheektowaga, we've seen it in other municipalities all across Western New York, that this is the kind of budget reality of a lot of places. What will you remember 2025 for when you look back politics-wise in Western New York? What to you? I know we've talked about the switch in mayor. That's obviously a big one here, but is there something else you think that 2025 will be remembered for politically?
Yeah, I think that there was gains all over the area and in many places in the state and country. The Democratic Party, locally, we, of course, saw Cheektowaga. They flipped several council seats, and as of tomorrow, there'll be a 5-2 Democratic majority on the council, whereas the Republicans were in control as of today. In the city of Tonawanda, city of North Tonawanda, similar occurrences happened. Town of Amherst, where it was considered to be some serious possibilities of office changes, the all Democrats swept. So I think that that's really the big story. And then the question it presents is, how does that carry forward for 2026 and beyond? And that still remains to be seen. Politics is a strange business, and things can go up and down pretty quickly.
And we don't know exactly what's going to happen in the new year, but for your prediction, I mean, it's going to be a year dominated by talk about the midterm elections. What about locally?
Well, locally, there's not going to be a whole lot of excitement, except that there's going to be a rerun of some elections. The state has switched all town offices and most county offices to even numbered elections. So the many people who were elected for 1-year terms in November, over a month ago, are now going to be running for re-election for 2-year terms starting in 2026. That isn't necessarily going to bring any seat changes in terms of the office holders. I would think that a lot of that will just be a repeat. There'll be offices for state legislature. Of course, the one that we will have immediately is to replace Sean Ryan in the 61st Senate District. There, the governor, sometime in the next 10 days, will announce a special election for that district, and the election will occur sometime probably mid to late February. So we'll be off and running around here locally pretty quickly.
Okay. Well, Ken, as always, thanks for the time, all the time this year, with lots to sort through, and Happy New Year.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.